escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Jack 2, DeCamera 2. We go to game 5. If you missed it a little while ago, Jack Fritz dusted Joe DeCamera. It was not even close in the 400 over at Glen Mills School. If you watched it, if you want to comment on it, as we've described, you could do that as well. And the Phillies last night, that was a disgrace, what I watched up at Citi Field. Phillies lose 13-3. Back at it tonight with Lizardo on the mound. But let's hear for Bryce Harper last night. There's a lot of things from the game that annoyed a lot of us, but from the way they played, their defense, the pitching last night. We're going to get to Romano in a little bit and what that was with him out of the bullpen. The guy's got an 8 ERA. It's almost September here. But Bryce Harper, he's got everyone annoyed today, or at least most people. He was laughing it up to start the show because Bryce Harper threw out a couple things last night that did not make us happy. He didn't even play very well either. But here's Bryce talking about how, you know, we don't play very well up here at Citi Field.
No, I mean, that's a good team over there. Right now, we don't play too well here, obviously. You know, tonight didn't go the way we wanted it to, and kind of got away from, you know, in the, I think the fifth inning or sixth inning there. So just got to be better. Got to, you know, flush it as quick as possible and get ready for tomorrow.
Flush it, Hugh.
See, here's the thing again, football is different than baseball, and you have more games, and, you know, it's the mentality is a little different. But I would think that, you know, being a competitor, knowing what I know about the history of me playing at was it Citi Field or whatever it's called?
Yep.
Knowing that we haven't had a good showing there, maybe I would have waited to show, you know, my Citi Connect, what is it called? My rivalry connect fit or whatever it's called. I would have probably waited till I was actually at home to do that. Maybe I would have probably waited till I actually won a game up there.
That would be a good idea. That. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, to make a statement, but knowing all that you know, and you said it. See, this is the problem that I have with it, is that you went into it knowing that, right? But you still felt like that was the time to work on your branding. Because that's what we're talking about. That, I mean, let's just keep it a bean since we're here. You know, since people want to make excuses for the grown-ass man. Like, everything Bryce does, and I'm not harping on it, but what I'm saying is this. Let's just be real about it. Everything that he does is for branding.
Well, let's hear from him about that. So if you noticed it last night, maybe you heard a song. I'm like, wait, was that what I saw? Yeah, last night Bryce Harper was wearing Mets colors for his batting gloves, the shoes, the elbow guard. And I thought it was weird. I think Scott and Stock thought it was a little bizarre. They just discussed it during the broadcast. And then I got home and I was put the game on TV and I was like, oh, that is weird. And then afterwards, we find out why. This wasn't just like some weird thing that happened or a mis. You know, sometimes equipment gets mixed up or like they lose the guy's stuff. They got to bring in something quickly. No. This was planned out for months. Here is Bryce Harper on with Scott Lauber on his podcast. This was a couple months ago as he planned out his outfits, I guess. Here's Bryce. Listen.
My favorite cleats that I'm going to wear are later this year. It's actually the rivalry pack. And so with certain teams, I'm going to wear their colors against them. Yeah, so like when we go into a certain stadium, I'll have their team's colors as my cleats and my batting gloves. So it'll be, like I said, like a rivalry pack. And that, I thought that was like just a cool thing that I could do. And so that'll be some of my favorite for this year.
Yeah, a little rivalry pack, Hugh. Not a big fan?
Well, like I said, it's a branding opportunity.
Yeah, it's a joke is what
so,
it is.
So, and again, I'm not picking, but I think people need to see this because we all talking about, well, you know, you shouldn't be so hard on it. This was calculated. Like, to wear this, this was your people wearing this, regardless of what the outcome was. You planned to do this on that night, and it didn't go the way that you wanted it to go.
Yeah, I'm just not sure who it's for.
Wait a minute, let me finish.
Oh, you got more.
I got more. I'm cooking. And for you to say that it's just that, you know, it's a game, whatever he said about, hey, you know, we don't play well here and we get them again, that doesn't come off to me as sincere. You know what I mean? Because if it was, I think, and I'm saying about me, didn't have that much success up here. Don't know how the game is going to go. Maybe I shouldn't pick this night to wear that. Maybe after we get a dub, you know, maybe I'll rock it tomorrow night, but not tonight. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he thought that far ahead, but when you haven't had, that's just like us going into Cowboy Stadium, the first game of the year, knowing what we know about our team, talking all that trash to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? The year we went down to the Pickle Juice game, we didn't know what was going to happen. So it just it doesn't match up. What you did and what you said at the end of the game, it don't match up.
Yeah,
so that's all.
Let's use the Jalen Hurts quote, right? Let's keep the main thing. And the main thing is he didn't play well last night. They didn't play well last night. The choice of cleats and all the starter pack or rivalry pack, whatever he wants to call it, was silly. And again, I said earlier, maybe I just am not the audience for this. I don't know who he's trying to get with this. Is it kids? Like, I haven't met one person who's like, you know what, that was cool. He wore the Mets colors. Like, who cares? First of all, who cares? Even if you're not annoyed by it, is anyone happy about it? Did he catch anyone like, oh, yeah, look what Bryce did last night? How about get a couple hits and win the game? Let's go to Chris at Bet Salem. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are you?
Hey, Chris.
What's going on,
man? Hey, first, I got to start with Aaron in San Diego. You know, after the happy birthday serenade, I'm pulling for him. You know,
wow.
It's you. I think, I'm gonna vote for Aaron on this one. I think we got a little Champ Kind Ron Burgundy starting to happen where, you know, Aaron from San Diego is going to be Aaron from Hugh's apartment here shortly.
I'm flattered that you think that it's going to go that way, but I'm can tell you that it's probably not.
I haven't heard a good Champ Kind reference in a while either.
I'm not that friendly. Good.
By the way, we're not accepting pro Aaron calls. This is.
I'm sorry, Kyle. I know. Listen, I'll get this back on track.
The assignment was very, very simple: anti Aaron or pro you. Anyway, go ahead, Chris. What do you got with the Phils?
So with Darian or whatever his name was earlier, saying he'd go into Cowboys, you know, Eagles game with Cowboys stuff on. Like, all I could think about was the get the hell out of here guy. I called in a few months ago or whatever.
Oh, get the hell out of here!
That's him. Like. He is That's lying if he thinks he's going into the link in Cowboys gear because he thinks it's going to be funny. And to that point, to Bryce, like, they're in the middle of a playoff run. Like, I don't know how he lacks this much, like, the leader of the team.
Got that jitterbug.
Yeah, Chris, your phone is dropping a little bit.
He was about to cook, too.
But I agree with this point. I mean, it's we're trying to close out a division, trying to get a top two seed in the National League. Like, doesn't he have people around him who say, Bryce,
yeah,
might not be the day?
Yeah. I listen, if it would have worked out his way, we like the caller said earlier, we wouldn't be talking about it.
So, like, you think he thought he was going to have a big day, they were going to win?
Hey, I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but and I'm kind of intrigued by it. You know, he's rolled out his own protein powders and supplements and stuff.
Oh, I haven't noticed that.
Oh, yeah. And
I don't give a shit.
This is the time for all this, Kyle. What I'm trying to say is it's a tie-in. Bryce is a brand. No question about that. He's a brand. The Phillies are playing well up until this point. Mm. This was the time. Well, they were.
I'm not disagreeing with you. It just made me think of something.
But it's the truth. And because I was riding through the city the other night, and I was like, oh, a billboard. It's like he has protein powders and all that other stuff.
I'm on the website right now.
Like this is probably a part of that.
Yeah, but that bothers me because the more I think about it, because we're doing this thing of like, shouldn't there be somebody in the locker room to tell him, no, it's not the right time. Harper needs to be that guy. Kyle Schwarber's a leader, but he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who's going to like.
Got peanut butter. Chocolate.
What are you talking about?
I'm doing a thing here. He wants to try Bryce Harper's protein powder.
He had a rollout.
I don't care about his protein powder, okay? Bryce Harper needs to be the one to get on you. When you're doing something in a brand, wasn't he the name on the front, not the name on the back guy from earlier this season?
Yeah, now we're doing a name on the brand in the store.
So what are we doing? Hey, I don't mean that he's a brand crap. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, like, that's not what we do around here.
The Phillies gave him $330 million. And then he asked for more.
First off, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you.
Oh, I'm not yelling at you.
I'm just telling you how it is.
I will start yelling at you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to tell y'all how it is. Y'all get mad at me. The man had the protein powder rollout.
I don't give a bleep about the protein powder thing.
I'm just saying. It looked like it's pretty good. It got low calories and everything from what I saw. Pretty interesting. Oh. I'm just saying. He trying to market himself.
Can I speak for everybody in the Delaware Valley that's listening right now? Nobody gives a crap about the protein powder.
He bought a whole building.
I don't care.
No one cares.
Don't care.
I mean, really.
I'm just trying to.
You have to stop.
I'm trying to get y'all perspective.
This is why I wonder sometimes, like, Bryce Harper is.
Kind of like the Tobias Harris thing.
Stop.
You're crossing the line.
Bryce Harper has immersed himself in Philadelphia, and I think everyone appreciates that. But sometimes you remember Bryce Harper's from Nevada and grew up as a superstar. Like, can you come back to reality, man? No one watching you that has your jersey cares about the protein powder, and nobody cares except Hugh about the protein powder, and nobody cares about the cleats. Nobody. Get two hits tonight, make the plays at first base, and let's try to win a game and get back up seven. Like, that's what everyone cares about right now. Because last night, the whole team played like they're in a daze. Every time they go to Citi Field, they look like they're in a daze. Like, that place is a house of horrors for them, and I'm tired of it. Because I hate the Mets, and I'm tired of the Phillies losing the Mets. 215.
Casein free, Joe. 24 grams. 100% grass-fed.
Why don't you buy the protein powder?
New Zealand.
Why don't you get yourself the protein powder?
I'm just trying to tell you.
What flavor are you getting?
I don't know, because it got just plain.
I don't give a shit.
It reduces stress. It boosts energy. I do need to boost my energy.
Don't care.
You're trying to go back-to-back. You know it's hard to go back.
No, those days are behind you, buddy.
It's hard to go back.
That ship has sailed.
That's enough. That's more than enough. 215-592-9494. Speaking of the ship sailing, can we get Romano off this baseball team? What Rob Thompson said about him last night, and we got to check in on a guy that would sure look better. Anyone, I think, would look better in the Phillies bullpen right now. That's next. All your phone calls. Well, you could chime in on Fritz dusting the camera.
He got that chai.
I'm going to need you to get this, get it all out during the break. When we come back, I don't want to hear any more about this guy's protein powder for the rest of the show. I won't have it.
He signed it.
You might have gotten away with this when there was another producer in here for a few days. I'm putting an end to it. No more.
That's enough. Enough. Cut the mic.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Swung on, hit in the air, right center field and deep. Bader's back to the track, at the wall. It's gone. Another three-run home run allowed by Jordan Romano. It's a four spot, and it's a rout tonight in New York as the Mets have a 10-3 lead over the Phillies.
You know, typically the Titanic music makes me upset, but I'm wondering if maybe this ship is finally sunk. Can we just move off the Romano thing? We are entering play today. It is August 26th. So even the most optimistic person, if you say it's early or anything, you're just ridiculous, okay? He has an 8.23 ERA. 8.23. Like, there's a line. You have to be at, like, a certain level to participate in the major leagues. And this guy's not at that level. Hugh, what do you think? Are they going to cut ties with Jordan Romano?
Are they?
Yes, are they?
No. But I will give you this. I hope you find solace in this. I do see why he's irritating to you.
Just now?
Well, because when he got that through that meatball, when he looked over his shoulder, it was like, wow. Like the look that he gives.
The whiplash.
Yeah.
The guy seems shocked every time the ball flies 100 feet over his head.
Yeah. That haircut didn't go too well for him.
I can't do it anymore. And I know, like, they probably were going to lose anyway last night. He's now become the guy they bring in, you know, almost like just eat up some innings, soak it up. But he took that game yesterday from they're probably going to lose to, oh, okay, now this is a disaster. I mean, that's what he does now. I can't do it anymore. I can't believe a team that has World Series aspirations has allowed him to pitch for as long as they have. And I know they have better options. It's not like, you know, earlier this season when Alvarado was down and before they made the Duran trade, before they signed David Robertson, you can make the case in June and July, they kind of needed him, right? They didn't have five other good options. They have plenty of options now, and they have guys in the minor leagues I'm sure would be better. I don't know how they justify him pitching ever again in a Phillies uniform.
Trying to save other arms, trying to, you know. And to be fair, you didn't know last night was going to go the way that it went. You know.
Well, I knew when he came in the game, it was probably going
to. You knew exactly how Romano's outing would go.
Everybody did.
Well, that part. But I'm just saying, you didn't think that it was going to get out of hand. The wheels were going to fall off the wagon the way that it did last night.
So we could say that they have gotten by with him and they'll continue to get by with him and he's not as important anymore. But they're fighting for a two seed. Like, they're fighting for a bye in the first round. We can't let this guy pitch anymore.
Yeah, if they lose that by a game, it's him. This is one of the things you
look at. I think if you're Topper, you look at this. That was uncharacteristic for the way that they had been playing. You like how I got that word on? Didn't mess
not,
it up.
Not for Romano, though.
But no,
that's very characteristic of him. But he's got an ADRA, Hugh.
What I'm saying is this. Christopher Sanchez, he got lit up last night.
Yeah, he didn't pitch well.
And that was the first time all season long he got lit up. So now you're playing the long game, and you're hoping that at that point, because you still got what, two more games you got to play against them.
So are you? I think I agree with you're going this way. Like almost waving the white flag last night. Like we're not going to use our good relievers.
Because
that's what he was doing.
Because let me tell you, man, the thing that jumped out to me last night about that game was the uncharacteristic behavior of the whole team. The fact that Bohm is tripping, that's not the first time that he's been there. And from what I've been told, the mics have been there forever. The mics have been there forever. And last night, they got under your skin? Like, come on. And then Stott, his error that he had, and then to your point, the fact that Bryce should have thrown it faster or quicker, that game, for whatever reason, was over before it even started.
Unfortunately, it felt like that. And I think you're right in that when the game was – when they were down in the seventh, he said, all right, well, I'm going to save my good relievers for tomorrow and the next day. Hopefully, we're winning. I agree.
Because that one got out of hand. That got out of hand.
Hold on. They didn't need to use their best guys. But you don't put your worst guy. It was a three-run game.
It was,
The sixth inning.
It was a white flag.
But that was a joke.
But when you look at that and all the stuff that was going on, it was more so, for me, the feel of the game. Because it just felt like the Mets had the momentum. The fist pump and all the bravado that they had, it just felt like it was just a slippery slope, and that snowball was just getting bigger as every inning went. Who was that at the plate? He bunted like 20 times.
Was it McNeil?
I think it was, but he was clearly bunting, and he just kept trying to bunt. Like they were in a position, they were just trying to tack on runs.
But three runs against the Mets bullpen is not anywhere close to insurmountable.
I agree. They've been bad.
It just felt, but Kyle, to that point, it just felt like the momentum shifted and it was all on the Mets.
Oh, I know. But like they had 3.5 more innings to get the momentum back. Like it was, like I said, it was three runs.
Yeah,
and the Mets don't have a good bullpen.
Romano is waving the white flag.
Absolutely.
You're ending the game.
He's the worst reliever on the team right now. I mean, he's horrendous.
He's the worst relief pitcher in baseball. Sure. Nobody allowed to pitch this much to pitch this badly.
Especially for a contending team. It's a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, it almost feels like a joke when you say his ERA is 8.2. Yeah. And that you see that in April if a guy has one bad outing. In August, if you have an ADRA, they get you off the team.
But the fact that they let it get this bad is pathetic on them.
It is remarkable. And I know we've looked for reasons all year. It's a disgrace if it's true. Is there any other reason than they paid him $8 million? Why is he here? He doesn't look good. It's not like, you could see it. Like, he's going to turn it around. It's been some bad luck. He gets rocked.
No, it's a slap in the face toss. Every time when they put him out there, I said, we're on to tomorrow, I guess. The whole team. Yeah.
Well, I mean, then you know
the players know that, too.
Of course they do. I mean, they're not dumb. They've watched the pitch all year. All right, 215-592-949. If you hear from Topper on Romano coming up in a minute. Darren in South Philly. What's up, Darren?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Darren.
About this night's game. They lost one. That's all. It's the Mets. I got Atlanta beating the Mets this year. Look in August, what they did in August.
You think Atlanta's going to finish ahead of the Mets?
The Mets don't scare me. They don't scare me.
Darren, I like having fun and having bravado as much as the next guy about the Mets. They don't scare me like in terms of they're going to win the division over us or win the World Series. They do scare me head to head. They beat the crap out of us every time we play them.
And that's true. But look at the records for August and even the last 2 months. They're not a good ball team. They don't have no bullpen.
How come the Phillies can't beat them, though, Darren? I hear you. Right, in the last 2 months, the Phillies have been like 12 games better.
Six. With the two coming up and one more series. Okay.
Yeah.
But we still got our best pitcher. Sanchez had one bad game. All year, one bad game.
That was our best pitcher.
I know.
We lost 13-3.
And then you got Romano. Like you said, I can hit Romano. And I'm in my 50s. I mean, come on.
No, I think Darren could.
I kind of believe him, man.
I believe you, too. You can take him out to right center.
He's just horrible. He doesn't belong in the league. He shouldn't even come in if they're up 10. You know what I'm saying? He just should not be in the league.
Well, so, it was kind of funny you said that, but there was a game earlier this year against Miami where I think he was given a 6 or 7 run lead, and then he almost blew it.
Yeah, again against Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
And against Miami. So it just tells you what type of pitcher. He's not a pitcher anymore. He might have been good 5 years ago. But even just when you see his style, he doesn't look like a pitcher anymore.
No, he looks like a washed boxer. It's sad.
I mean, the guys are up there like it's T-ball against him. And it's just not fair for the Phillies to put him in.
It's just not
fair for the fans.
Yeah, it's not fair for anyone. Paying customers. Yeah.
I want to talk about this fantasy league with these two guys. You got Karen, and wherever he's from. And then you got the other guy wanted beating him up because he's a Karen.
Yeah.
They'll both be getting me coffees and water, and I'll be taking pictures with the guy's
wife.
Wow. We all show up, okay?
So you don't want Karen from San Diego in the league?
Yeah, not at all. I'm a caller from back when Wing Ball was, and I had a contestant. We had a contestant in Wing Ball. I'm a long time listener, long time caller. I go first time with Jody Mack.
Wow.
I'm with you guys.
A Mack attack.
I'm with you guys.
Yeah.
It's loyalty right there.
Win, lose, or draw.
And he stayed in Philly.
I know my sports. Not that I'm not deep to Greek.
It's true. Aaron does not.
Myself. But, I know my, and I'm a good fantasy player, and I would like to give you guys, a shot for, the title.
Joe.
I would love to be a WIP winner.
They had me.
Love it. And I would like the chance at it. These guys, they're calling, they're screaming and hollering, and the other guy's got a cute wife. I'll be taking selfies with his wife if he shows up.
Darren just got himself in the mix. All right, Darren, we'll get you. I'll write your name down. Darren's got some bravado to him.
Yeah, well,
wow.
I think Will set a dangerous precedent here with taking shots at the wife.
Yeah,
and now,
we allowed it, and now here we go. Are you? I need to clarify. Are you seriously going back through the Bryce Harper protein powder that he's selling and talking about the flavors again,
Joe? All I'm saying is this. I never had Neapolitan protein.
Then why don't you buy some?
Nobody cares.
And get off the website.
I'm just saying. I that doesn't that make you care?
Nope.
And it's sold out. You think Bryce will give us some? You think he'll?
Not after today. You know what? Shut up. Not after today. Let's go to Matt in Prospect Park. What's up, Matt?
Corky Romano's got to go. That's it.
Matt,
who is Corky Romano? Who are you talking about?
Yeah, let's. I know.
The reference?
Yeah, I get it.
I know the movie, but who are you talking about?
I know. It's. I think the joke is. I don't love the joke, but I understand it.
Really?
I know.
Obscure. Wow. Yeah. All right.
All right, Matt. What do you got for Joe on Jack?
All right. Well, I'm still stammering after that crisis of masculinity I witnessed in Glen Mills.
That crisis of masculinity.
I mean, that was just wow. I mean, I don't even know where to begin, but. Speaking of crises of masculinity, I actually think that, I think Aaron should be in the league. I do. I like him.
In the league?
He's amusing. Yeah, I do. I'm pro Aaron. I can't believe I'm saying it. I know I'm going to catch some heat. I'm in the league. And I'm saying this as one of the first people in the league.
No.
I was about to make the joke that he should give his smoking hot wife the ticket to Philly, but that guy just took it, so...
Yes.
I thought that would resolve it, but no, I think Aaron should be in. I do.
Yeah, Matt, there's more votes for Aaron in the league than I anticipated. Hugh, we got a problem on our hands.
Well, I think you do.
I feel bad because now everybody's talking about his wife.
Yeah, well, this is your fault.
Well, they've never seen the picture. I didn't show anybody the picture.
We did a whole show on the wife thing.
Yeah, but they're referencing,
Yeah. By the way, I know, Matt, you wanted to talk about the Eagles cut. I don't know if you saw it just a few minutes ago. Anais Smith was cut, so we just saw that one.
I was looking at the cuts. Can I pivot for 1 second and talk about Bryce and talk about just briefly?
Yes.
Because, that was we just looked like candy asses last night. And I was remembering the first time I saw Bryce, I think he was a Washington National. He was on ESPN. And he was talking about that he's in some memes. And he called them Maymays. Has anyone ever heard this? Does anyone remember this?
I remember this, yes.
He's like, yeah, these Maymays. And I was like, this guy sort of, the only word that comes to mind is bimbo. Sorry.
Bimbo.
But, I mean, just come on, dude. I don't know, man. That was a rough night in New York. And I actually spent time in a place with a bunch of people in Long Island when that when the Mets beat them. And I was just, I mean, I'm traumatized by that.
Matt, there's nothing worse than the Mets fans happy. It's miserable. Like when I heard the cut last night of the home run off of Romano, and you hear the whole city field crowd going crazy. Like they, Mets fans are supposed to be sad. That's how you know everything's right with the world. Like that's there's exactly. a balance to this where Mets fans are supposed to be in pain. They can't be happy.
They should never be happy.
Never.
So briefly, time's short, but I was going to ask you, I don't know what's going to happen with Keeley today. I mean, it seems like he's kind of on the line.
Well, he hurt. He's still hurt, right?
I haven't heard any, I mean, I just heard that, like, I mean, I guess my question is, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, if he's hurt, they can't cut him.
Well, they could IR him.
Well, they could. But if he's hurt, they can't cut him.
Okay, I did not know he's hurt.
I know. He's, I don't know how hurt he is. I'm just saying he was hurt. I don't know the severity of his injuries, but you can't cut him.
Okay, so that kind of protects him if he's hurt. I was not aware.
Well,
I was
yeah, like Joe said, you could IR him, you know, and take the roster spot or whatever. But I don't know how hurt he is.
So they're probably gonna. He's probably gonna remain an Eagle.
Though, Matt, it's interesting and good call, and we'll see you next week at the draft. All right, so Elliot posted this today. Elliot's going to be on Tuesdays with Elliot with the afternoon show at 3:00 today. He said, this was this morning. Elliot put this out. Players to keep an eye on today. His first one was Anaya Smith. He just got cut. His second one to keep an eye on, and he wrote, Keely Ringo, keep or trade.
Mm. So that he still has value. So with that being said, and Elliott's pretty locked in, they're probably, you know, if somebody wants him or needs a corner, they'll probably do that.
Perhaps. The Anaya Smith thing is interesting from this perspective. Hugh, I never thought of much of him as a wide receiver so far. I know he had a good game. Was it the Browns game in the preseason? He caught a touchdown or whatever. But Anaya Smith is a punt returner. I just keep wondering who's going to return punts.
You know who's going to return. You just don't want to say it.
I don't want to because I don't like the idea.
You said I don't want to.
It's going to be Cooper DeJean?
Yeah,
no.
I think so. It might be Cooper. Cooper's an athlete, man, and I know you don't want to get him hurt, but...
That's exactly what I don't want to
do.
He's
an athlete.
Right, but I just feel like he's graduated to the point where he's too valuable to the defense.
He's very valuable.
I mean, he's probably going to play every snap, right? At safety or corner, inside, outside, whatever. They'll move him around. And then to put him back there on special teams, and then we're not talking about just running down the field. Like, we're talking about he's got the ball in his hand where people are trying to hit him and... It just takes one bad step, and we lose one of our best players.
It's safer than it has been in the past, but you can't play football like that, Joe.
Well, you don't have to. You can. You don't have to use him. That's what I mean. Like I know if he's going to do it, he's going to be physical and try to score a touchdown, and he's got to build. I just mean don't do it.
And the only reason I'm making this comparison because I remember when he used to do it. Not saying that he's that caliber. Cooper's that caliber of athlete, but Deion used to return punts. He used to be that guy, and man, he was fast. There you go. I remember that.
He was great at it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where I think in a pinch, if nobody else steps up, then he'll be the guy. But to your point, I don't think that's the first thought. But in a pinch, I can see him back there.
Yeah. I'm just wondering who it's going to be. I mean, Anaya Smith, when he was drafted, and it just felt like the last 2 years that
it
was.
It might be Tarleton State.
Darius Cooper?
It might be. I mean, I'm just spitballing. I don't know that for sure. I haven't seen him do it. Or anything like that, but it could be him. He's a little bit bigger.
He is. I like the way he runs, too. I don't know if he has any experience to it. Kyle, where do you come down on the idea of Cooper DeJean as a punt returner? I do not like this. I don't like it at all. In fact, I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. They're thin at corner as it is. And you're going to put your second best guy out there returning punts?
Deep down, do you think Vic Fangio likes this idea?
No. I think he hates it before he hates it.
Yeah. It feels like an unnecessary risk to take for what? Like, is he going to have a touchdown this year? Probably not. Is he going to have a couple of decent returns?
I think Hugh's for it because he secretly thinks that opens the door for Keely Ringo again if he gets injured.
Well, no, I ain't thinking, I'm not thinking that. Mm. I was just, you know, asked the question and I was just, you know, presenting. That's it.
I know.
I mean, I'm not
we
trying,
know you don't
gonna,
do that.
Ain't gonna
no.
do it with him
we
mama.
Know you always have. You have an agenda.
Do it with him mama, nothing like that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we know there's an agenda. There usually is.
No agenda. I have an agenda. Not this time.
You
not
literally time. Said it, and we have the audio. There's an agenda. All
not
right, let's
time.
Let's grab Matt, who wants to talk about that race we just saw about an hour ago. Hey, Matt.
Oh my God, that was a damn disgrace.
I agree.
Jack got off to a quick start, and Joe threw in the towel. Have some self-respect, Joe. Compete a little bit.
It was
and
over.
He with... Well, he also took a dive to make sure it was 2-2 going into basketball. It's all set up. I get it. But, man, I wasted 4 minutes of my life watching that race.
So I wish I could agree with you that he took a dive and that it was rigged. Matt, it wasn't. I mean, I just think the first thing you said was what it was. Jack got off to a quick start, and Joe... Well, here's what I think happened. Joe gave up because he didn't want to hurt himself before basketball. So whatever that means, that's what I think happened. Like, Joe kind of throttled it down once he realized he was cooked.
I don't think Joe ever throttled it up, though, Joe, to be honest with you. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
By the way, can we teach Harper how to do a rundown? That throw he threw to Stott in that rundown last night that cost him a run was
terrible.
Pathetic.
It was terrible. He didn't release the ball until he was almost standing on second base. I think Stott was like, wait, you're throwing it? You're almost here.
Yeah. He should have thrown it a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just had to get that off my chest on that damn disgrace of a race.
We're glad you did. Matt, appreciate it.
That bothered a lot of people.
You know, Stott got the error on that play last night?
Yeah, that's why I said what I said, because he was the one, and he was clearly upset about it.
Harper was
kind of a complete disaster last night.
He was terrible.
It's been a while since I've said that.
It was one of his worst games as a Philly. I mean, just
worst performance all around.
Yeah, and, you know, for a position player to have a bad game, it takes a lot, right? Bad games, you kind of just don't notice them. But, you know, they just kind of blend in. You have a couple of bad ones, and you have a big one. That was a tough game for him. I mean, his performance in terms of at the plate, not good. The strikeout in a big spot, the defense there. I heard someone this morning complain he cut the ball off that when Kepler threw it in and Vientos scored. I didn't think the runner was going to be out. I was fine with that cutoff. But, yeah, it was a bad game by Bryce. And then on top of things, the cleats and the gloves and the starter pack or whatever,
branding.
The rivalry pack.
It's branding.
Are you still on that website talking about they put tea powder?
They have...
Nobody cares.
Okay. But they have, like, they got powder sticks, like individual, like you can, like...
The hydration sticks?
I'm actually begging you to stop.
No, I'm just saying. I
can't have... I can't hear about it anymore. I just don't care.
He asked the question, though, and I just answered the question.
I know, because I wanted you to say, no, I X'd out. And I'm done with this now.
I've never, like, okay, this is the last thing I'm going to say.
It's not going to be, but.
I've never seen Neapolitan, like, protein powder. That's it.
You said the last thing I was going to say, and it's something that you said already.
No, I'm just saying. Okay, now I'm done.
All right, let's talk to Ken, if he could bring some sanity to this. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey,
what's up, man?
So let me get the Phillies out of the way last night so I can keep the main thing here today. Not too worried about Christopher Sanchez. Everybody's entitled to a bad start. The Mets live rent-free in the Phillies' heads, and they are the one team in Major League Baseball that has best figured out how to expose the flaws in the construction of this roster that I've been talking about for 2 years. And they do it every time they play. So, which is why it was preposterous for you yesterday, Joe, to just proclaim the Phillies NL East champions when they still had 7 games against this team. September's right around the corner, and, you know, this team is still this team. But last night, in terms of Christopher Sanchez, and oh, by the way, if JT didn't tell Bryce to let that throw come, and so he cut it by mistake, then that's on JT. That's not on Bryce. That's the catcher's call there, so... Now let's get to the main thing here. So look, let's put aside the fact that I would be a great addition to your fantasy league. You guys have met me several times. You know who I am. You know what I bring. At the very least, Hugh would get to sample some really good wines throughout the season because I would give him access to my cellar and we would have some fun expanding Hugh's appreciation of wines. And I do read a book from time to time, which would make me probably a rarity on the station, actually. So, but Joe, I can't even believe you're contemplating rewarding Aaron's stupidity for going out and buying a plane ticket to come and crash the draft for a league that he wasn't even invited to. You know, he's insisting that he's got this brand on your show. So it's time we got to put a stop to these guys who think that they have a brand on your show. It is your show. It is not Aaron's show. If Aaron's brand is that when he comes on, everybody lowers the volume or changes the station, then he can own that brand because that's the brand that he owns. If we're going to reward stupidity, I drove all the way to Pittsburgh to pick up a rare Porsche and bring it back so that I could drive it to the draft on September 3rd. That's a lot stupider than buying a plane ticket. So I would like to be in your league, but more importantly, you've got to have a third category of the ABA, anybody but Aaron. Aaron cannot be in this league because you're just rewarding bad behavior. If you guys have ever had a puppy, you know what happens when you reward bad behavior. He's going to wind up crapping all over your rug for eternity. So you can't do it.
I think that's a very good analogy for Aaron because it feels like sometimes we let him on the show and can't appreciate the phone call and he craps on the rug. All right, so anyone, anybody but Aaron, ABA.
You know what?
I do like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm starting to notice?
What's that?
That nobody likes Aaron.
People don't like Aaron?
Like, for
real. You're just catching on to that now?
No, because I like, to be honest, I thought it was somewhat of a shtick. But as I, today, when I looked at the You People line, like, they go in.
You know what?
Like, they go hard.
I think my quick take on it is I think people think Aaron thinks he's better than everyone in terms of his calls, his takes.
Without a doubt.
And they're like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
You're Aaron in San Diego?
Yeah. And the fact that people are going out of their way to call in and talk bad about him and then get to their topic is like crazy.
There's also a, like, WIP's been here for a long time. There's been a lot of callers for a long time. And Aaron's a new caller who I think carries himself like he's a long timer. And I think the long time callers, like Ken, Will, like people that have been here for a while, they're
like, dog, this is a pecking order.
Yeah, where'd
it's
you come
hierarchy.
From? Where'd you come from? You're not, maybe.
I mean, I get it.
Maybe you'll be one of us one day. That happens. And there's some new callers who become popular ones, but maybe you got to wait your turn. All right, 215-592-9494. Yeah, your chance to get in the league and your pitch for why you should be in the league and not Aaron, plus the Phils. What a disaster last night. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard as we discuss all things Phillies. We will make a final decision on Aaron in San Diego or someone else, anyone but Aaron, coming up by the end of the show as we give away the final spot. Midday Show Fantasy League, the draft next Wednesday night at McGurk, 6 p.m. Royersford. All right. Before we go back to all our callers here, I do see this caller waiting. Haven't spoke to him in a few weeks here. Skip in Claymont, Hugh's best friend and neighbor. Hey, Skip.
Hey, guys. Hello, Hugh. How do you do? Woo-hoo.
What's on your mind today, Skip? How you been?
Well, I see that you was at the furry convention. I was excited when I saw your Facebook post, Hugh. I figured my invitation got lost in the mail, but that's okay. I know you're busy. Plus, my answer machine's been broken. So, but this is a great situation. I didn't realize you were a furry, Hugh, because it just so happens that I'm a furry too.
I'm happy for you. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say.
You're all inclusive, Hugh.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm happy you're a furry, but that doesn't change anything. For me.
But just a shame that you didn't call me last weekend. We could have pre-gamed together. Oh, well, next time, I'm sure.
Wait, Skip, so you're a part of the furries community?
Oh, it's a wonderful lifestyle among consenting adults. And it turns out that we're having furries night at the Homeowners Association Clubhouse, you. And since I'm the chairperson of the activities committee, I get to pick the theme.
I'm not gonna make that.
Dude.
I'm not gonna make that. Sorry, man. I'm not gonna make that.
It'll be fun for you. Come on. Believe me, we're very friendly too.
I'm good.
Have some entries. Sam and Selma and 206 are coming up from Florida again. They're dressed as the Berenstain Bears. They also dress up as gefilte fish, Nemo and Dory.
I don't think
they're going to swing. They're going to swing on over you. Swing, bada, 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 swing. The slutty blonde in 114, she looks great as Jessica Rabbit. It's Crystal. She's a dominatrix.
Oh,
she's
goodness.
Into humiliation. Her and her husband play Who Shamed Roger Rabbit. Come on, you have to get into the spirit.
I did hear that somebody in our community, one of the security guards, he likes to dress up as one of the Berenstain Bears. But I'm cool. I'm not.
He's Smokey the Bear, but he won't let you smoke weed in any of his units.
No, you can't smoke no more.
That actually sounds like a lot of fun, Hugh. And it's right there in your development. Hugh, I think cool. You should go. I mean, what's the worst that happens?
No, what you mean the worst that can happen? I could be friendly and make friends. I ain't trying to do all that. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to do that.
Now you're acting like Mr. Ed. You, why the long face? Hello. we even have some ex-Eagles coming as furry. Ricky Wooders is showing up in alligator arms. See, it's a fun theme. Terrell Owens was invited. He dresses up like an ass, and then he acts like one. Come on, you big bear, you big hedgehog. I want to pet that gray furry of yours.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Maybe we can recruit Bryce Harper and Alex Boehm. They can dress up as Bluey and Bingo. Boehm can cry because he can't perform when the lights are so bright. Turn it down! Joe, you can come too. You can be a bald eagle. Bald on the top, furry on the bottom. You look like you might have a really big wing.
All right, let's relax. I am bald, but I don't think I could drive all the way down to Claymont for this. But I appreciate the invitation.
I know you just gave an update on the Fritz and DeCamera competing.
Yeah, Jack smoked Joe this morning. It was pretty rough.
We can dress them up as roosters and they can have a cockfight.
Oh,
their wings.
Yeah, that was a lot.
The whole thing is.
I've always liked to dress up as a little monkey ever since I was a little boy. You know that little monkey in the children's books by Curious George?
Yeah, that's probably enough, Skip. That's enough.
The name.
That's not the name.
I don't think that's the name.
Come on, you. I'll be Pluto and you'll be Mickey Mouse. You can give me a strong tug on the leash.
I'm good.
Yank it. You can wear that collar. I'll be the master. Shwing. Or I got a better idea. I'll dress up as a furry pony, and you can be Quick Straw McGraw, the cartoon cowboy. You can ride me from here to the Lincoln back.
Oh, no. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, I know you're... Yes. Come on, you have enthusiasm for this. Just swing over to my place.
No,
and like always, you can park your big truck in my cave anytime.
All right, goodbye, Skip. We're out now.
I'm good.
I always let the call go a minute too long.
Just like, yeah, one line.
One line too long.
We'll prove that.
I don't know.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I got to move.
Yeah, but you do. Now I'm getting invited over there.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Trying to stay out of that nonsense. All right. 215-592-9494. This is what happens when you make friends in the community.
I like to make friends, but
this is... That call was mostly your fault.
Yep. When you say all inclusive, it means including Skip.
Yep.
Skip's a lot, though.
Mm-hmm. We know.
But when you went out on Friday night, then you didn't think Skip was going to find out about that?
I mean,
you weren't thinking through.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about all the interesting people I was going to come in contact with that evening.
Yeah.
You know, and I was more curious because, I mean, this has not been talked about, but since we're here, we might as well talk about it.
Oh, no.
You and Kyle weren't at work Friday, and a lot of people took off to go because they said they took off to go to the furry convention.
You're saying that we were there?
I'm just saying.
Well, that's a big accusation to throw out.
I'm just saying y'all both took off on Friday.
You think if I was there, I wouldn't have come and said hi?
Yes, I do.
I think that would have been wrong on my part.
I think you would. I think you thought I wasn't going because a lot of people thought I wasn't going.
This is classic Hugh Douglas spin and filibuster.
No, I'm just saying you and Kyle weren't at work, and then Kyle took a couple more days off so
to recover. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll unpack that maybe another time. Here's what we got: a lot of your phone calls coming up. We got to decide if Aaron gets in this league or someone knocks him out. Please knock Aaron out. And you know what we have to give away right now
what
here?
We got to give away?
We have a pair of tickets. How about this? To see the Delaware State Hornets, Deshaun Jackson's team, host the Norfolk State University Spartans, Mike Vick's team, at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday, October 3rd, at the game at the Link. Deshaun and Vick return to the Link as Eagles legends to face off in their first year as D1 head coaches. Fans can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, or you can win them right now on the show. Caller number 7.
Thanks a lot.
I wanted to go with Vic.
Thanks a lot.
I was thinking about, you want a 10 or 7? You get 7. All right. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number 7 wins a pair of tickets right now. And we got to investigate if someone, did Hugh slide in someone's DMs that he's talked about before? We got an investigation next. Midday show. Uh-oh. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.